Negotiations between Iraq's central government and Kurdistan's regional government have been described as productive. Officials in the Kurdistan region have sent a letter to Iraq's ruling National Alliance. The alliance has visited Kurdish officials to help resolve the issues between the two sides. Kurdish members of Iraq's central government and parliament started boycotting sessions last month. Iraq's parliament passed the national budget without Kurdish consensus.
This attitude is temporary. Maybe tomorrow there will be an agreement between the National Alliance and the Kurds. That's why Kurds have still their authority and the Kurdish Guard is still strong. Kurds were not consulted with just in the passing of the budget. Kurds still have a strong card in Iraq.
Iraq's parliament passed the national budget as Kurdish MPs and half of the opposition Iraqiya bloc boycotted the session. Baghdad gave the Kurds a fraction of the billions of dollars requested for expenses for oil companies in Kurdistan. The Kurds also complain of unimplemented laws for the disputed territories. The areas are disputed between Baghdad and Erbil. There are also alleged unpaid sovereign and military expenses. But Kurdistan has reportedly struck a massive oil and gas agreement with Turkey. The deal would see the Kurds supply Turkey with at least 10 billion cubic meters of gas every year through a pipeline, the construction of which is part of the deal. Iraq's government believes such a measure would put Iraq's integration in jeopardy. Iraqi officials say Kurdistan should do all exports with Baghdad's permission. In exchange, the expenses of Kurdistan's oil companies would be covered. The central government says Kurdistan's oil exports and the deal with Turkey violate Iraq's constitution.
The issues are well known and clearly outlined in the Iraq's constitution. Maybe some groups offer differing explanations, but it does not mean that the relationship between the Kurdistan region and the central government have become competitive or devoid of brotherhood and partnership.
Officials have called for the creation of a joint committee to continue the dialogue between Baghdad and Erbil. The Kurds have threatened to withdraw from Iraq's central government in the past, but not followed through. The Kurds have again threatened to withdraw if the situation does not improve. But the question is, could Kurdistan afford the economic consequences of withdrawing and risking its share of the national budget? Dale McEwen, Press TV, Erbil.